Today, I would like to give a talk on how to practice loving kindness meditation to attain jhana. Of course, we only practice loving kindness for 2 days, so don't expect to attain jhana. But the knowledge of how to attain jhana using loving kindness meditation is beneficial for you. Okay. Let me explain a little bit first. What is metta? Metta is Pali word, means loving kindness. Or metta means gentleness. Gentleness like a full moon, loved by everyone. Metta also conveys the meaning of friendliness. Is a type of unconditional love, a genuine love for others, wishing other people to be well, happy, and free from all suffering. And this metta, loving kindness, although you wish other people to be well and happy, but you do not expect anything from the other party. Sometimes we treat another person well, but we also hope he also must be well to me. This type of metta is called not the pure metta, because you expect something from the other party. And metta, loving kindness, is free from attachment, free from entanglement. It has the spirit of independent. And when you radiate loving kindness to another person, you yourself reap the foremost benefit by becoming happy first. Whether your loving kindness can reach another person or not depend on the power of your loving kindness. But the moment you radiate loving kindness, you become happy. And this is very important, especially in this modern day, because everybody seems so unhappy. Therefore, it's very useful to practice loving kindness every day, at least half an hour a day. And this metta, the spirit of metta is an expression of pure love, wishing others well and happy. And metta like a soothing balm. It's always cool. When you send loving kindness, you feel cool, very cool, and it never burns. And metta is also very forgiving. Always forgive, no matter how much wrong another person has done to you. You always forgive them. And metta never turn to hatred. So all these qualities, the spirit of metta helps you to check whether your metta is genuine one or not. And metta, loving kindness, since we wish other people to be well and happy, it directly accomplishes morality. Because in your mind, you just wish other people to be well and happy, so how can you harm other people mentally, verbally, and physically? Only when your mind is bereft, is without loving kindness, then you will harm other people verbally and physically. As long as your mind is full of loving kindness, then there is never a thought of harming other people. Therefore, loving kindness meditation accomplishes morality, the training of morality. And the power of loving kindness should not be underestimated. Only for those who experience it understand how powerful is loving kindness meditation. You may think, oh, I wish this person be well and happy. May he be well and happy. May he be well and happy. How can he be well and happy? Just mentally I wish it, but how can he become well and happy? The loving kindness has strong effect on oneself. As I say, you yourself become happy first, and the other person also will experience the effect. Why and how? Because energy can travel. According to Abhidhamma, every mind state, whether it's wholesome or unwholesome, can create or produce energy in the body. We call energy is modern word, but according to Abhidhamma, we say every wholesome and unwholesome mental state produce four elements: matter, materiality, produce matter in the body. And inside this matter, there is one element called fire element. This fire element can generate another generation of four element or energy, and this energy can travel far. So when you radiate loving kindness to another person, the fire element in the body can generate energy, and this energy can reach another person. This is not something very surprised. It's not surprising at all, because you understand the qi. Nowadays we have distant healing. Are you familiar with distant healing? Have you heard about distant healing? So let's say I'm here. If I know how to heal, then I can use my energy to heal another person in Malaysia without having to fly to there and to heal them. So this distant healing is very popular nowadays. This proves that energy travels. And this proves that healthy mind produce wholesome energy, and this energy travels and reach the target you want. Therefore, loving kindness meditation is very powerful, because it can produce energy that travels far and reach another person, and soften, and this loving kindness meditation can soften his or her aggressiveness. How? I would like to relate one of my stories, my own experience. Yes, I think 2 years ago, when I was in Malaysia living in the forest, at the midnight, I woke up because my body was full of black, tiny ants. These black tiny ants were biting me, and the pain caused me to wake up at midnight. Although it is the nature of this black ant to bite, but it is not my nature to take revenge. So what should I do? First, I try to pick up the ant one by one. But there are so many ants all over my body. So I think it's not, I feel that it's not the best way to deal with them. Then suddenly I remember, why not I send loving kindness, metta, to all these black ants. So I sit up, and forgetting the pain the black ant had inflicted on me. Instead, I generate metta to all these black ants. Mentally, I say, may all these black ants be well and happy again and again. After about, 5 minutes around that, 5 minutes or 10, I forgot exactly. Most of the ants stopped biting me, except 2 ants who were slow receivers of my loving kindness, still bite me. However, I can feel the bite, but I cannot feel the pain. It's very different from previously. I feel the pain before I generate, before I radiate loving kindness. When all the black ant bite me, I feel the pain. That's why I woke up at midnight, because of the pain. But when I generate, radiate this loving kindness, and the 2 ants who still bite me, I cannot feel the pain at all. I feel the bite, but not the pain. Why is it so? Why? So this incident gave me strong impressions in my heart. When our mind does not dwell on our own suffering, instead we suffuse with love for this person or for this insects, particularly for that one who had harmed us, then our bodily pain become imperceptible. It is only that when we dwell on our own pain, then the pain becomes intensified. So long you can forget your own self, but generate love for other people, then the bodily pain becomes imperceptible. And from my own experience, I start to understand why Bodhisattva, Buddha to be, he encountered a lot of suffering in his journey to Buddhahood. He suffered from being cut from limb to limb. Before I experienced the power of loving kindness, I never understand why Buddha to be, can endure so much suffering inflicted by other people. But after I experienced it myself, the power of loving kindness and compassion, and I start to understand why Buddha can, why Buddha to be can neglect his own pain, because his mind is only think of other people. His mind is only work for the benefit of other people. His mind is full of love for other people. Therefore, he cannot experience his own pain. This is power of loving kindness meditation. There are also different discovery from different research to show how the positive mind can affect one. I would like to read for you some of the discovery here. Loving kindness can bring the result in oneself as well as to others. Since many experiments from the West have proven the efficacy of loving kindness and positive thoughts, one brain science study shown that good mental states bring about positive change in the brain whenever one has wholesome thoughts like compassion, loving kindness, wisdom, that can change your neural system in the brain and giving positive energy in your brain. This ensures your mental health. A few recent psychological studies suggest that loving kindness meditation may impact health and well-being. One study done at Stanford University suggests that a short 7 minutes practice of loving kindness meditation can increase social connectedness. Loving kindness meditation has also been shown to reduce pain and anger in people with chronic lower back pain. Research at the University of North Carolina found that loving kindness meditation can help boost positive emotions and well-being in life, fostering the personal resources that come from experiencing positive emotions. An EEG study by Richard J. Davidson of people who meditate in loving kindness with a minimum of 10,000 hours practice showed that loving kindness meditation can lower the participants' reaction to inflammation and stress, both of which are associated with major depression, heart disease, and diabetes. In response to stressors, a change that was dependent on the amount of time spent practicing, with practitioners who spend more time meditating having corresponding more significant change in their brains. So meditation, loving kindness meditation, can bring the healthy brains and the healthy body. And practicing loving kindness meditation is concentration practice. We have two types of meditation, concentration and insight. So loving kindness meditation is concentration practice, not insight meditation. Then how to develop loving kindness to attain jhana? First, we practice loving kindness. How to develop loving kindness systematically? First, we send love, radiate love to oneself first. we have done this. But to radiate love to oneself, we cannot attain jhana. Second, after radiate love to oneself, you understand the importance to become happy. So, you also, to help you to understand other people, all sentient beings also love happiness. Then you can easily send loving kindness to another person. Choose one person, your respectable person, can be teacher and can be a friend. In the same way, may you radiate the love, may he or she be happy and peaceful. Again and again, again and again, until his or her image become clear to you. And her image, when first appear, it is not very clear. But when your concentration deepens, it become clearer, and the image also will smile to you. So when the image smile to you, you become even more happy. And as the concentration deepens, strengthened again and again, you can feel the brightness of the image and the brightness of your heart. And at that time, you can feel a lot of happiness based on the deep concentration together with your loving thought. And if you can focus on this person for a long time, 1 hour, 2 hours, without restlessness, without wandering thought, then you can achieve first jhana. Very easy. After you achieve first jhana, you can choose another person. Another person, same sex, still living, and just apply the same way as you applied to the first person. Once you have achieved jhana, the second person become very easy. So after few person, 1, 2, 3, 4, enough. Then you change to another category, and another category of person. This time we choose neutral person. To generate love to a person with respect and love is very easy, right? Because you respect her. Why you respect her? Because you gain or you reap some benefit from her teaching, or from your friend, or maybe because your friends have helped you. So with the gratitude in your heart, it helps you to generate very easily loving kindness to he or she. But to a neutral person means this person has done nothing good to you. Of course, nothing harm as well. So to this person, you feel a bit difficult to generate love to him or her. But based on the concentration you have accumulated through sending love to yourself and to a respectable person, then you find it easy to send the love to neutral person because of the sustaining power of concentration. But if you start with the neutral person first, I think most of you cannot succeed. But based on the concentration you have accumulated to sending love to yourself, to a different respectable person, it becomes a proximate cause for you to send love to a neutral person. It becomes easy to send love to a neutral person. So again and again, you send, may this person be well and happy, may his mental element be peaceful again and again, until this person's image become clear, smile to you, and you feel a lot of happiness, and the light, you feel very bright, the light pervade all over, and sustain it for 1 hour, 2 hours, you reach first jhana again. Loving kindness meditation can reach third jhana, but I won't go into detail. Okay, after neutral person, if you succeed in one, then choose another neutral person, another one, three or four. Then after that, we move to another category of person. This is the most challenging one, your enemy. It's very difficult to send loving kindness to one's own enemy, because you hate him, you hate her. How can you have love to a person you hate? Right? Therefore, we have to practice again. Don't direct go to the enemy. Practice sending love to yourself first, to a respectable person, to a neutral person, then move on to hated one. But it's still very difficult. Some of my students reported to me, and the moment I want to send love to my enemy, my heart is full of anger. I want to give him a blow rather than love. And another person reported, said that when I send love to my enemy, I'm so worried my enemy become happy. This shows that it's so difficult to send love to one's own enemy. However, there is skillful mean. You should choose an enemy you hate least, not you hate most. If you choose the first person, you choose the enemy you hate most, you will never succeed in your attempt. So try to find an enemy you hate least. Test first. Test your own power of loving kindness. If you can, then love to the enemy you hate least, then you move on to another enemy you hate little bit more. And again, until the last one, the enemy you hate most. If you fail, to send love to your enemy, then go back to send love to yourself. Stop. Go back to send love to yourself, then send love to your respectable person and to neutral person, then go to enemy again. If it still fail, then go back again. Until your love become powerful, then you can do to your enemy. Don't try to think the harm he had inflicted on you. Everybody has some good qualities. Try to think his or her good qualities and forget the harm he had inflicted on you. Why keep all this rubbish in your heart? If you always remember the harm he had inflicted on you, how can you be happy? Right? You make yourself unhappy. The thing has already passed. Over already. Why you keep the rubbish in your heart and make yourself unhappy first? The enemy only, he physically or verbally harm you only one time. But you keep it for the rest of your life. So we are stupid, right? so forget, huh? Forget. We also do harm to other people sometimes. And we also hope they can forgive us, forget the harm we have inflicted on other people. Similarly, you also must forget and forgive them. Because forget and forgive is the only way that can make you happy. To me, happiness and suffering are self-created, are self-made. If I do not harbor any evil, how can I make myself unhappy? So the wise understand happiness comes from within, not from without. So if you can think wisely in this way, then it's not difficult for you to send to generate loving kindness to your enemy. And for beginners, we don't encourage you to direct send love to enemy because your loving kindness and concentration is not strong. But for me, I feel it's very useful to directly send loving kindness to my enemy. Of course, it's not my enemy. What is the meaning of enemy? Enemy doesn't mean that somebody who has harmed you. Anyone who do not like you, although you have not do something wrong, but somebody still don't like you. Just like Buddha, Buddha full of love and compassion for all sentient beings. But Devadatta still did not like him. So those who do not like you is also consider your enemy. Not only you do not like him, those who do not like you should be taken as your enemy. So for me, I feel very useful to direct send love to my enemy, those who do not like me. Because it helps me to gain, if I do not send loving kindness to this enemy, sometimes the mind become obsessed with some bad thought about him or her. But the moment I send love or metta to this enemy directly, my mind becomes very happy. So although your enemy had, let's say, your enemy had hurt you, abused you, or had done very bad thing to you, when a person who have love, who have metta, who sit down and send loving kindness to this person, not only he can develop metta, he also at the same time can develop compassion. When you think of this person has abused you, had reviled you, had done something wrong to you. When he abused you, his mind is full of anger. Or when he had done something wrong to you, his mind is full of unwholesome, unskillful mental thoughts, or verbally action, or physically action. So when you think of he suffer from this unwholesome, unskillful mental, physical and verbally action, that's enough for you to have compassion for him. Don't, as I said just now from my own experience, don't deal Don't let your mind dwell on your own pain. Instead, generate love for other people. Then you forget yourself. You forget your own pain. So this is the way. How can you generate loving kindness effectively to your enemy? And when your mind is devoid of hatred or ill will to anyone, nobody, no one in this world can harm you mentally. It's because your mind is filled with anger, ill will. Then your enemy has the opportunity to harm you. Just like Bodhisattva, Buddha to be, he has no ill will, has no anger, has no aversion to anyone. So other people only can harm him physically, verbally, but never mentally. So as a conclusion, who is your enemy? Your own hatred is your real enemy. Please bear in mind this point. But you can say, I am not yet non-returner. Of course I have anger. Therefore, you have to practice loving kindness to subdue, to lessen your anger, because the anger itself makes you unhappy. So this is the purpose, the benefit to practice loving kindness meditation. So if you can send loving kindness to your enemy successfully, then your metta becomes very powerful. But you still have something to do. That is breaking the barrier among different type of people. We have four types of people: oneself, respectable person, neutral person, and enemy. So we must break the barrier among these four type of people. What does it mean? It means that your love to these four types of people must be balanced. Let's say, when you send, once you have attained jhana, you go back to yourself first, then go back to respectable person. If you can attain jhana by generate love to respectable person within, let's say, 10 minutes. And after that, you move on to neutral person. And this time, you have to spend 30 minutes to attain jhana when taking neutral person as your object. Then you move on again to enemy. And this time, you take 1 hour to attain jhana by taking the enemy as your object. This means that your loving kindness is not balanced. Easy for you to send love to a respectable person, but not so easy to neutral person, and it takes 1 hour only to attain jhana to send to your enemy. So the breaking barrier is not well done. Breaking barrier means when you send love to the respectable person, let's say you take 10 minutes. And to neutral person, you take 10 minutes. And the enemy, you still same, take 10 minutes. You can achieve jhana by sending love to your enemy. So there's no difference between these three categories of people. Then you have broken the barrier between different type of people. Only then your metta become powerful. There's no distinction Your love has no distinction between different type of people. So this is how to practice loving kindness until the attainment of jhana. And there are 11 benefits to practice jhana, to practice loving kindness. Number one, one sleeps happily. Number two, one wakes up happily. Number three, one suffers no bad dream. Number four, one is dear to all human beings. Because of your loving kindness, everybody likes you. But sometimes, if everybody likes you, also got problem. Let's say I like seclusion, but everybody come to me. That's also my suffering. And number fifth, one is dear to non-human beings. You may say, no, I don't like to be loved by non-human beings. Because somebody afraid of spirit. How can one love by non-human beings, dear to non-human beings? I would like to say a very short story during Buddha's time. During Buddha's time, there were 500 monks who went to see Buddha and asked certain meditation subject. And Buddha taught them vipassana and asked them to go to the forest and meditate. And these 500 monks went to the forest and meditated diligently. As you know, there are many trees in the forest, especially the big tree. Many tree spirit stay on the big tree. And the monk meditate below the tree. So all this tree spirit felt very uncomfortable. They should not stay above the virtuous monk. So in order to ask them to leave this forest, this tree spirit created a very frightening sight and sound to frighten the 500 monks. And because of this, the 500 monks cannot meditate well because of a frightening sight and sounds. Then finally, they decided to leave and they went back to see the Buddha. And the Buddha, using his psychic power, and see this forest is the most ideal place for this monk to become arahant. They have to go back to this forest. So the Buddha give them a weapon, loving kindness meditation. So armed with this loving kindness meditation, the monk went back to the same forest and meditate, send love to all beings, to all the tree spirit and to all beings living in this forest. And finally, all the tree spirit become very happy because they feel, they experience the love, the metta radiated by these 500 monks. Therefore, I say energy can travel, can reach another person and have positive effect on other person. This is how we say a person who has loving a person who has metta is dear to non-human beings. Okay, the next benefit is the deva, the heavenly beings will protect him or her. And also the following benefit, he is protected from the weapon, fire and poison. This you can find in Dhammapada story. There are so many stories mentioned that when you radiate loving kindness, poison, fire and weapon cannot harm you. Because the thought of loving kindness can produce a field of protection in front of you that the weapon cannot harm you. When the weapon reaches in front of you, the weapon will just fall down. Whether you believe it or not, you should try yourself. Then another benefit is one's facial expression become very serene and clear. And one can concentrate easily. A person who has loving kindness helps her and him to concentrate easily. And the last one, he dies unconfused. He dies peacefully. We are afraid of death because we do not know where we shall take rebirth. But if you know, if you can die peacefully and you know you are going to reborn in a good destination, good existence, then death is nothing to you. So the last one, now the last blessing, he dies unconfused, he dies peacefully, is very good blessing. Okay, so these are the 11 benefits from one who practices loving kindness. Okay, the time is up. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now it's time for a group interview.